Okay, so I'm not necessarily someone that has a hard time sleeping. Like once I'm asleep, I have typically a restful sleep. I'm not really tossing and turning, but I noticed, and I think we were talking about this on the podcast, like I was getting into this really bad habit where I was falling asleep on my phone and I just knew there was no way that was good for me. Like I consciously was aware of the fact that this wasn't good and I was doing it anyway. And then I started to use Hatch, which I'll tell you more about in a second because the hype is very much real. But I will tell you that I really do notice a difference when I wake up because it just feels like more of a restful sleep than I even knew was possible. Like I would have told you before this that I felt that I had a pretty restful sleep. And I think that I did, but this took it to a whole other level. So the thing is, like, there are so many things that want to keep us up at night, whether it's social media, our to-do lists, our favorite shows. A million things don't want you to sleep, but Hatch does. And Hatch helps you choose sleep and creative bedtime habits that make you feel better at night and energized in the morning. By the way, that's the thing in terms of energized in the morning. I was waking up to this like very jarring phone alarm, as I'm sure many of you are. And I had this moment where I was like, it doesn't have to be like this. And it doesn't. With the Hatch Restore, not only can you wake up to kind of a calming sound, but also the sunrise light. It just feels very peaceful. Like you have to try it to know what I mean. But once you try it, you will get it. And with the Hatch Plus subscription, you can unlock premium routine building features like Cue to Unwind, which signals you when it's time for bed, and Pillow Talk, which is an audio series, kind of like your favorite bedtime TV shows without the screens that keep you up. Because again, that was my thing. I wanted to get rid of the screens. I am such a fan of this, and I've gotten it for so many people, and it has been so beneficial. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/CBC. Visit hatch.co/CBC to get $20 off and free shipping. hatch.co/CBC. Hi guys, I'm Emma.
I'm Julie.
And we're the girls behind Comments by Celebs. And welcome to our first ever Kardashian bonus episode.
I weirdly feel like I've waited my whole life for this.
We have. I'm telling you, even before we had this account, we would just say to each other, how amazing would it be if we could just talk about the Kardashians uninterrupted?
That's all I want to do.
And now we can with an audience who cares as much as we do. You guys care about the falling outs of the glam squad. You guys care about the inner details of the assistants and like Kim's closet and everything that we can finally talk about. And I'm so excited. Holy shit. Okay. Are you okay over there?
I'm just excited.
This is how we're going to do it. First, we're going to go deep into Stormy World because, yeah, like everybody,
yeah.
Everybody that was messaging us, we feel that so intensely. And then we're going to kind of analyze the trailer. And that brings up a lot of interesting conversations as to different things we wanted to discuss anyway.
Can I tell you how I feel?
Yeah.
I feel like we finally like got the other people out. We had to like pretend that we like thought it was so tacky that she had this big birthday. Yeah. And now it's just us. We're like, how fucking incredible, guys.
This is like, I just want to make sure that everybody listening really understands the level of Kardashian, what's the word, like enthusiasm.
Aficionado enthusiasm. Yes. All of those things.
Okay, Stormy World, let's start. Holy shit. First of all, Mindy Weiss knocks it out of the park every single time if she doesn't
She's seriously God.
If she doesn't do my wedding, I'm just not getting married, which is fine. She really is incredible. This was unbelievable. So as you guys know, it was delayed like multiple weeks because of the rain. And at first, when it kept getting delayed, we were like, this is ridiculous, Kylie. Can't you just move it inside? Like, we didn't realize.
Right. Like, I had no idea. I was like, this is so dumb. And then what's so funny is that when she posted, she was like, yeah, all of Stormy's like cousins are here and all of her friends are here. Like, they're coloring downstairs. And we were like, well, why isn't that just the birthday party? She's won. It's okay. Like, no.
No, this was some next level shit. So obviously, there's a giant like thing of Stormy's face outside, which you have to walk through again, like Astroworld. You walk in, it is a carnival, like a full-blown carnival.
There are rides.
There are rides, there's face painting.
There's a slide, there is everything.
Arcade games.
A butterfly garden.
Arcade games, a merch store, Louis Vuitton fries, garbage cans that say Stormy World on them.
A merch store again, because I felt like we just skipped over that. And that was fucking nuts.
I saw someone, though, I thought this was so interesting. I was listening to, I think it was Z100 this morning, and they were like, last night, and they were like, yeah, it's kind of, you know, bizarre. Like, imagine going to someone's birthday party, and then they ask you to buy merch. I'm like, no one's buying it.
It
was Kylie's just charging. Like, yeah, I'm going to throw a $3 million birthday party, but $29.99 for that sweatshirt.
Which, by the way, I would pay for.
Obviously.
Like, she should open. I want the Stormy World merch more than I want the Astro World merch.
Oh, my God. They also had Baby Shark perform, which in itself.
No, that is the get of a century. I don't know if you know.
I mean, I've heard.
Baby Shark is hottest ticket in town.
True.
Talk about a Grammy that got snubbed.
Seriously.
That was the song of the year.
That and Melania Giudice's new song.
Banger. Banger.
Let me tell you something, though. Travis dancing with Stormy
is the cutest thing ever.
Baby Shark. Julie was actually having an aneurysm. I'm like, losing it. She was sending me videos.
It was so cute.
The funniest part about this, I'm sure this happens to you guys too in your group chats. It's like when they post a story and it's 1 minute old, everybody in the group chat sends it as if everybody else isn't going to send it.
Like, right, right.
Do you think I'm just not going to see it? It's so funny. We all like want to make sure that nobody misses it. Meanwhile, like nobody's going to miss it.
Especially when the kids are involved.
Oh my God.
Every time that they post something of the kid, we send it to each other. Every single time.
So notable attendees, aside from like the classic. So Kendall wasn't there and neither was Kim.
Yeah, but I think Kim's kids were.
Yeah, but it was
because North's new boyfriend took a picture with her at the party.
I don't know if you guys saw that.
But North's quote booed up.
Yeah, as the caption on Instagram says.
She's dating a 7-year-old rapper.
Which, as you know, Kanye is, that is not going to fly. Her first boyfriend, forget about it. Like, I can't even, it gives me anxiety to even think about
that. I was thinking about that too, like the conversation Kanye is going to have with him.
Imagine him walking into the house, like to take her to dinner.
No, but literally that 7-year-old kid is probably in the house and Kanye's like, what are your intentions with my North? You know, she's very talented. Like, are you going to let her like achieve her dreams? And he's like, seven, I'm seven.
Talk about a show, like a date. Like, remember Parental Control on
Do I remember Parental Control?
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Imagine and Next.
That. Yeah. Parental Control celebrity version. Kardashian version. Oh my God, I'm freaking
Stop out. Saying good ideas on podcasts.
I know. It's ridiculous. We get so ripped off. Anyway.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine. That's the best show ever.
I know. I'm sorry I said that. I hope you're going to be able to focus for the rest of this.
I'm never going to be able to focus again. And you have them come into the house and it's like another famous person's kids and they both watch from their perspective homes, but they're like talking shit about the other family, but in a fun, joking way.
Oh, wow. Gold.
Before we move on, please, can you say one person who you think would be really good on the show? Like a couple.
Like with their kid?
Yeah, like a main person to like, who's older, who would like realistically be 16, 17, and their dad and mom would want to be picking out a really, like a thing for them.
This is such a good question and a little bit off topic, but I love it.
I can't move on until we answer it.
Well, obviously, you know what I'm going to say, in keeping with Kardashian theme, Lionel. Like Lionel talking about who he thinks should date Sophia.
But what if it was like a game show, like a show? Like, you know what I mean? Like there was a clear winner. It was like, for example, like Kaya Gerber.
Oh, that's a good one. So you're saying Cindy and Randy.
Yeah, so Cindy and Randy, like they set up dates for her and it's like three other famous people and like they come in and they have to like judge the date and they all watch the date. Like it's exactly like Parental Control just with famous people.
Yes, however, the talent booking on that would be ridiculous because you have to get like 5 people per episode.
I guess, but
in theory, I'm all for
in
it.
In theory.
Reese Witherspoon and her daughter. Oh, Lori Loughlin and Olivia. That's a good one.
Oh my God, there's a lot of people.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's for another time. We'll talk about that on next episode.
Sorry about that.
Like, I feel like every week you just find a harder way to derail us so that I have to like be really creative at bringing us back on track.
Yeah, I'd like to keep you in your place.
No, it's great. Listen, it's great. So other notable attendees, and when I say notable, I mean people that we didn't necessarily think would be there. As we said, Caitlyn and her girlfriend, Sophia, which like, listen, age is just a number. I know we say that all the time. She's literally 21 and Caitlyn is literally like 67.
Also, the thing that's a little confusing is that apparently they're not romantic together. That's the report that I've read. I read something today and it's like Sophia and Caitlyn still not romantic together, but a couple.
You mean they don't have sex, but they just like...
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they... I really don't know what the deal is.
That's a fascinating
But
dynamic.
I did read that they're like... And that's always been their position. They've never been like, this is my romantic...
No, I know. You know what's interesting is when Caitlyn did that interview with Diane Sawyer, I believe it was, and
the initial
transition. Interview.
Okay, yeah.
I could be wrong. It may not have been that interview, but I think it was or whatever one interview. And they were asking her like, "So, do you think you're going to be attracted to like men or women? Like, is that going to change?" Kind of. And she basically said like, "I don't know. Like, I've never been attracted to a man in my life. I don't think I would be. But, like, you never know." And it's interesting now, like it's just something that I think about a lot, like where her attraction kind of lies. And it's something I'm curious about. I don't
definitely.
Know.
Definitely. It was, yeah. I mean, that interview, like it definitely taught me a lot to say the very least, because it was something, a topic I was really uneducated about, especially like transitioning the way Bruce and Caitlyn had, because it came really out of the blue, I think, in a lot of our opinions. So the attraction and who Caitlyn thought she would be attracted to was just so interesting to me. And I think that's still something that like maybe she's struggling with.
Or maybe we just have no idea about. Like, yeah. I guess I just would be curious is yeah. all I'm saying. Anyway, so they were there. Sophia was there, which like wasn't shocking at all to me. It was still kind of, it was cool. Like I was happy to see, but it wasn't shocking. As we said, Eunice wasn't there. None of like the other notable exes really were there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know, I think that it's funny. Like when people used to say how Chloe's still friends with French and like they would give examples of people that are friends with their ex and then like Courtney maybe like wasn't necessarily as friendly with Eunice. I just think it changes things when you have kids involved. Like I think that was the biggest change. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying.
Like I think it would have been more possible for Courtney and Eunice to maintain a friendship if she didn't want to feel like she was like her giving her kids a relationship with this person she's okay. not going to be with.
Yeah, I get what you mean. And also, it also entirely depends on the way the relationship ends. Like, I think that Courtney and Eunice did not end on good terms.
Although Simon says that they're very cordial.
Yeah, I think cordial and wanting to hang out every day or wanting to be friends still are two very
are totally different.
No, like, you can right. be cordial for the sake of being a mature, responsible adult and still, like, not feel that way on the inside.
I agree. Okay, transitioning for a second. Wait, by the way, one last thing about Stormy World is that
I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go.
We forgot to talk about DJ Khaled.
Thank God you interrupted me.
I know. It was for a good cause.
DJ Khaled comes out of left field and literally presents Stormy with her first Chanel bag, which it was no way it's her first, and says like, Assad is in Miami. He's really upset he couldn't be here.
It was so funny. Like, look, Stormy, it's your first Chanel. Like, holy shit. And also what's so funny about that is that DJ Khaled really came to Kylie's defense on Instagram. I don't know if you saw this. He posted a picture of all of them and him gifting the Chanel bag and was like, thank you so much for having us. My son and my queen couldn't be here with me today, so I had to show representation. Like, I know how important it is to give our kids these incredible birthdays and do everything we can to, like, shape their early experiences, which I thought was so interesting because DJ Khaled's obviously notorious for
going over and above.
And he was just basically like, when you love your kids and you have the means to be able to perform, like, provide them with these ridiculous things that albeit are ridiculous, why not?
Right. It's something that I think obviously the large majority of myself is like, you know what, if you can do it and you want to do it, fucking do it. Like, who are we to say? I guess as long as you can acknowledge the excessiveness, then I think it's fine.
Yeah, it would be really crazy and delusional if we were looking at this like, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Right.
There is. It's a lot. It's a lot for a birthday that they'll never remember. Maybe if it was her 13th birthday and we were like, oh, that's really sweet. Like, this is going to be the best memory she ever has. Like, that's one thing. But also, I think a lot of it was like for Kylie and Travis.
And like, they want
to
celebrate.
Like, what a celebration of them to be able to like have a baby and this incredible year for them. And
I mean, realistically, young birthday parties are never for the kids anyway. It's always for the parents.
Yeah.
So like, it makes sense when like your parents happen to be having the best year of your life and like your mom's a billionaire. Why not?
I just felt like it came like all very full circle, like the year that they were both having. And it felt like a celebration of more than just Stormy.
I totally agree. Okay, moving on now to the trailer. So they dropped their trailer. It was a short one. It was like a 30-second one. But it brought out a lot of really interesting things that we've always wanted to talk about. So we figured this was a good way to frame the conversation. Firstly, it starts with Kim and Kanye talking about having another kid, which, as we know, we're so excited. But then it talked about Kim. She was basically saying how, like, Kanye's friends are always talking shit about him and she's always coming to his defense. And it brings up the issue we always talk about of, like, how does that dynamic work?
It's so interesting, and I'm still not 100% sure, because the thing with Kanye is while being so public and like saying everything he thinks, he is a pretty private person, and you really don't see them interact too much because he doesn't like to be on the show that much. So you don't know the ins and outs of their relationship and the way they have discussions and the way they talk about things.
Number one, yeah. Number two, like, It's almost like I have no, I can't even envision it is what I'm saying. Like when Courtney, I mean, we saw a lot of Courtney and Scott's fights and stuff, so we could see that. But even with couples that like we didn't see as much, like I could imagine Kylie and Travis like fighting more than I can imagine Kim and Kanye. I don't know how it would go.
I know. It's just so, and I think Kim feels this immense responsibility to like, A, it, it, there's a duality there to A, keep him in his place and be like, this is what you can do. This is what you can't do. This is why you can't do it, because this is what's going to happen as a result. Like really explaining to him, like kind of like he's a toddler, like having to talk it through, because I think his brain works in such a way that on the most simplistic of levels, he can't always understand that. Like it's so advanced sometimes that he can't like dumb it down for himself. So for her to be like, if you do this, people will think this. I know you think of it this way, but whatever. And on the other hand, like being so protective over him that she just wants to like excuse all of his actions because she knows they're coming from such a good place. And I think that's incredibly difficult for her.
I totally agree. She's also a Libra. I'm just saying she craves balance. Like that's huge for her. So I can imagine she's incredibly conflicted. We don't like
what's Kanye?
I don't know what Kanye is, but
I'm going to pull it up.
You think he's a Scorpio? I want him to be a Scorpio.
Enough with this shit. It's like so embarrassing that I don't know Kanye's birthday.
I treat Julie like a second class citizen because she's a Scorpio.
It's literally ridiculous.
Okay. Second thing that happened in the episode that we want to talk about is when Chloe
he was born June 8th.
So what is he? I don't know.
Oh, you don't know off the top of your head? I'm telling your astrologer. Let's look.
Okay, I'll pause while you do that.
A Gemini.
Well, that makes so much sense, does it not?
Even I know that makes sense.
That makes so much sense. Yeah, two sides to your personality.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate when these things are like right.
See? Okay, moving on to the second thing we want to talk about from the trailer is we see Chloe, which we don't really have context, but kind of freaking out saying like, if I wanted to spend all the time with my daughter, I could. I don't know what exactly it was in regards to, but.
We know it was when they were in Bali.
We know it was when they were in Bali, which that's a whole other issue. I mean, a whole other subject for when the episode airs. But I want to just like, okay, I'm going to bring up a point that you referenced in an earlier episode. I don't know if you guys remember this. A while back, Julie made a really good point. I thought this was one of your best points when you were like, when everybody was questioning why Chloe and Tristan were together, and you kept saying, you know, like Chloe kept saying, it's for true. And you were like, you know what? Maybe while I believe that it is for true,
you're right.
Like maybe there's a part of it that's like, it's not actually for true, but she knows that that's a valid excuse. So she can kind of say that and then get away with looking quote stupid for being with him.
I do think that was one of my best points. I agree.
I think so too. And now that we've seen it evolve, it's like really curious because she's an amazing mother. She puts all of her life and all of her love into that kid. But like now, how does that manifest itself with in regards to Tristan?
What I think also, I think having True, while it's like the biggest blessing in the entire world, all she ever wanted to do was be a mother, and I'm so happy for her. I think it's also been the greatest distraction for her because she can take every ounce of emotion that she has and focus it on being the best mother that she can be, which is a really amazing outlet. Like other people obviously don't have as healthy coping mechanisms. And I think that if you're dealing with something like being a good mom, like good for you. But I think that she's either ignoring the other side, which is the Tristan thing. I think, and it's hard because we're so used to having like such intimate looks at their lives that we know what they're doing. We know when they're together. We know when, you know, something's wrong because we can tell. With Chloe, I feel like out of, you know, a level of embarrassment, she's blocked everyone out of that. So they could be completely fine and she's just sick of this shit. And as we spoke about in the earlier episode, like when it was New Year's and she was grinding on him and he didn't acknowledge her or didn't realize she was doing it, and it was somewhat embarrassing where we were talking about how, you know, maybe that was a trigger. Maybe she thought she exaggerated it more in her head and it really blew up and maybe that was a cause of their fight. The other thing it could be is maybe that caused her to just be like, I don't even want to post him anymore. I don't even want to do anything with him because I can't win. If we're together and we're happy, I'm ridiculous. If we're fighting, then everyone's right. And it's like, imagine how exhausting that must be.
No, I totally agree. I'm fully in agreement with you. I just also agree with the fact that like you know what you're doing when you're a Kardashian and you noticeably omit something like what that. So I'm just saying,
I guess
one could say, one listening is like, well, then she really can't win because it's like post him in either capacity or don't post him and you're still sending out messages. And I'm like, we're feeding into it right now. Like, I'm sorry that we're even doing this, right? Like, she's just trying to live her life. But it's just an interesting thing to think about. I don't know.
If I had to guess. And here's the issue now is that it's been such a hiatus that if she does post them, it's like, well, what was like, you know what I mean? It's going to be an even bigger deal. And I just don't know. Do we know when the last time Tristan saw True was? He's playing basketball.
Or it could be every day. Like, I'm just saying,
right,
we don't know.
That's what we're saying. I have literally no idea. And we're not, I guess, privy to that part of her life anymore. Or maybe there's nothing there.
Right.
Maybe it's just maybe they just couldn't make it work.
Someone emailed us a picture of her story, which said, like a screenshot of her story, which said like, late, like for, so it was something to the effect of, for anybody reading this that thought you could change him, like you can't change him.
And Chloe made, I stopped reading the quotes because there's just too many.
Yeah. And I think that there's a lot of validity to that. I don't know. I mean, you have to imagine it's about him. I don't know. But I think that like, in general, her personality is she's a fixer and she wants to fix everything. And another hypothesis that I'm throwing out is maybe she realized she just couldn't fix this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, which is a point she got to with Lamar, obviously.
She had, that was hard for her to be able to say, because she felt like she failed, even though she obviously didn't. But because she takes on such a high level of responsibility, when it doesn't work out, she feels like a failure. And that's part of being an empath. I mean, I should really send her the Empath Survival Guide. She's got to read it.
Maybe she's read it already.
I highly doubt she's operating this way if she's read it. Okay, last thing of the trailer.
You are such a ridiculous human being.
You want to know how I feel very quickly?
Yeah.
I think that if you embrace some of these outside things that you think are so crazy, you would lead such a happier life. But we'll get into that.
I feel happy.
Moving on, in the trailer, we also saw Courtney and Scott, and they're talking, and she's like, do you think I'm sending mixed messages? And he's like, do you ever send clear messages?
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
I love that dynamic so much. I almost like them better broken up because I feel like they get along better and they're more fun together while they're broken up.
I know. It's so hard because on one hand, I root so hard for him and Sophia. Like I see Sophia at the birthday party. I'm so excited. At the same time, I would be lying through my teeth if I didn't say there was probably a bigger part of me that's like,
do you think Sophia and Scott are fizzling a little?
No, you do?
I don't know. I was just asking.
Do you hope?
No, I don't know. It's like hard sometimes. Like, I don't know, because I've always struggled with this. Like, I've always struggled with the fact that I think that Scott and Courtney are so amazing together, but also so toxic. Disastrous and so toxic. And, like, I don't know. It's like, I feel like Scott sees the kids more and, like, spends so much more time with them, and it's such a more hands-on parent when he's not with Courtney, which is so weird.
I know. I don't know what to say.
And I feel like they can stand each other and be in the same room because they're not fighting constantly, and he's not constantly letting her down because—
She doesn't have the same expectations.
She doesn't have the same expectations, and I feel like it's just working so well.
No, I think so too. I guess you're probably right. I guess
there's but I don't like say I'm right because I don't know how I feel. If they got back together tomorrow, I'd probably be ecstatic.
You'd probably be happy. I know. We don't know.
I have no, like, I don't know. My opinion is not clear yet, which was obviously something I don't like because I like having very, like—
Yeah, strong opinions.
Strong opinions.
And so that was it for the trailer. Last thing we quickly wanted to touch on, which by the way, we're so excited for the season to premiere because then we can like talk about it live each week, which is just amazing. The last thing we wanted to talk about was, as you guys know, like when we initially talked about this episode, we were saying this is the type of stuff where we can go in depth in the assistants and the glam squads and all that stuff. And Steph Shep, we just think so highly of.
I die for.
She just kills it. And she posted yesterday, I guess, I don't think she's married, but she's in a serious relationship with Larry Jackson, who's like this big shot at Apple Music.
And he's the head of Apple Music.
He's the head of Apple Music, yeah. And they had a party at their house, and she tweeted something, and it was like, this artist that I grew up with, that I moved to LA because I was so obsessed with, was so rude to me last night in my own house. And Kim retweeted it and was like, ooh, I know who this is, with a shocked face.
I hate when they do that to us.
It's like, fucking tell us.
Do you have any guesses? I'm saying this because I have not a clue.
The reason I have none is because I don't even know who was there.
I wish we knew me.
What we do know was that that party was, she had these party favors. It was I hope you guys saw this. It was a glass box of literally just weed.
It was the craziest thing.
With something in the middle. I don't even know what was in the middle. It was the coolest, like to everyone.
It was the coolest giveaway ever. It really was. It was just trendy and chic and funny and very indicative of her personality.
Someone was asking us to do, which we 1,000% will in the next one, like kind of a recap of all of the potential fallouts. And when they were listing the names that they wanted us to break down, they listed Steph as one of them. And I wanted to just make it clear, like, she didn't have a falling out with the Kardashians. She didn't. Like, she's still incredibly close with them. She clearly interacts with them all the time. In my belief, what it was genuinely, like, she outgrew her job of Kim's assistant. I think she initially then was also like creative for Kimoji and all that kind of stuff. And I think it was just an amicable split because they realized that she was now like getting big in her own right. And I think Kim was respectful of that. It was not, they don't have any bad blood toward each other.
If anything, I think they became too good of friends for the relationship to continue to work as is. I think it's incredibly uncomfortable to like have somebody that you consider to be your best friend, but still ask them to like cancel your flight and book you a reservation. Yeah. Like, I think that something that we also talk about a lot with like, you know, a lot of people that we've spoken to is that it's hard when you have an assistant that's also, whether through like trying or just happened to happen like that, becoming famous in their own right. Because, you know, a real like assistant that's like a lifer is just there kind of to ease your life, and they're not trying to grow their own personal brand, because it's really hard to help you grow your brand and grow their own brand at the same time. And I think a lot of celebrities fear that, you know, having an assistant like that, they're just going to use them as a stepping stone. And I don't think Steph used Kim as a stepping stone. I think that it kind of fell into her lap that, you know, she ended up being more of a personality and better friends with the family, and people cared about her a lot more than she expected
to. It happened organically. She's incredibly intelligent. She's beautiful. She's so creative. Like, I mean, I could talk about her I don't know her personally at all, but I know, you know, when you just know that someone has a cool vibe, like I just can tell she's good people. And like, I think that it really happened organically, and it was totally amicable. And we know that for a fact. Like, there's no evidence at all that points to any sort of hardship. Everybody just wants to make it like a drama filled thing, and there just isn't drama.
Yeah. I think it's actually incredibly I don't know the word I'm looking for.
Like, inspiring? Or
not
like,
inspiring, just for Kim to be able to say, like, you've outgrown this position, like, as amazing you are as assistant, I want you to be able to grow in your own
right. I think
right.
It was a mutual
admirable,
decision.
Admirable.
Yeah, I think it was totally a mutual decision, 100,000%. And she's killing it. And by the way, this is not an ad, but Own, that product, the protein drink that she drinks,
that
Owen, whatever.
About, yeah.
I swear to God, like, I started drinking it because I saw it on her, and it is amazing.
Yeah, like, you were talking about that last night.
I would love to be sponsored by them, honestly, like, because it's excellent.
Right. We'll
I just trust her recommendations a lot. So yeah, we'll get more into that. I think that we'll end it here for today.
I had so much fun.
So much. This is our first episode. Like, there are so many more things we can do and expand, and we want to hear what you guys want.
Yeah, like, send us suggestions, send us topics that you want to talk about, that you like, anything that you're like, this is so ridiculous that I even noticed this about the Kardashians and no one else, like, send that to us. Like, that's the shit we want to talk about.
Yeah, like, if you're like, I noticed in one of Kim's pictures that, like, her red Birkin is actually a little orange. Like,
send it to us.
Yeah.
Like, game ideas, anything. We want to do it all. So.
We want to do it all. The voicemail number, again, for you to call, and we love hearing your voices on the podcast, is 213-761-7088. And the email address is commentsbycelebspod@gmail.com. And again, remember to subscribe. You can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we are so excited to take this ride with you guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
So I'm a big fan of transparency across all aspects of life. Like, generally speaking, there's pretty much nothing I wouldn't rather be told straight up. But specifically when I'm buying something or paying for a service, I just want to know what I'm getting myself into. And oftentimes there can be so much nonsense or so much yada yada. For example, sneaky terms hidden in the fine print of contracts, or bills that randomly go up without properly alerting you, or budget airlines with cheap fares but then exorbitant fees to make up for it elsewhere. And we just should not need to be dealing with this type of yada yada in our lives. And yes, you could read every single word of every single contract, and that's one way of avoiding it. Or you can go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile that helps you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada, which honestly gives so much peace of mind. Like, you shouldn't have to compromise for an okay option with sacrifices when you really deserve that full transparency. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.